Hi there and welcome. This is Claudia and I am so happy that you're in the boat. In the boat of the journey, be your body, be at home, wherever you are. I'm at the moment in a very sunny place here in Amsterdam and I'm happy to record this for you to welcome you. The first step is about body awareness. And what does it give you? Your body is a magnificent tool for connection, to connect with yourself and also to connect with other people. And often we take it for granted. So the challenge and the task and the joy is in fact to tune in and to go into the awareness of your body. So what is it actually? The plain definition, I like to research. You know, my body knows it, but I like to also research what other people say. The plain definition of body awareness is that your body awareness tells you where your body is in space, and that is very basic. There are proprioceptors inside of your body that tell you if your arm is extended, if you're sitting down or if you're upside down or not, and it's a very complex process. But it's not only that, it's much more than that. Body awareness and listening to the signals of your body can actually give you direct clues of what to do and what not to do. And when you listen to that, you can ultimately choose what is best for you, and also not for you, but for the best of the situation, depending on the moment. And in that way, it's actually the base and the foundation for self-love, and also the love for others, for care, for respect, for healthy boundaries, and also clear communication. So that's the whole package. Let's start at the base. Your body is constantly communicating, if you want it or not, if you're aware of it or not. And the journey and the process that we are embarking on is that you will become more sensitive and also more alert and curious about what is happening. I'll give you some concrete examples of that. For instance, when you're stressed, there are red flags that your body gives you. Here are a couple of examples. You can feel tension in the back of your neck. You can feel tension in your jaw. Your hands can become sweaty when you're nervous or anxious before you enter into a situation that is unfamiliar or unknown. You can feel an uncomfortable knot in your stomach before a conversation that you're dreading. Or you can have red and irritable eyes when you've spent too much in front of a screen, which for some of us happens a lot. And that's also one of the reasons why I chose to record this rather than recording a film. So you can listen to it and absorb it in your own time. So these are stress and red flag signals that we don't want, but that occur anyway. Let's now go to some positive examples, joy and excitement. For instance, when you think about a person you love, your heartbeat might accelerate. Your eyes can widen with joy when you meet a beloved friend, maybe your lover or a dear member of your family or your kid. You can smell the delicious smell of food that's been prepared, of fresh bread. And then your mouth might even start to water because it stimulates your appetite. You can feel a calm and trusting feeling in your belly when you feel safe and taken care of. You can feel the arousal in your body after a passionate kiss. So these are all sensations that are joyful and exciting. So you see, it can go both ways. It can go into stress, anxiety, and discomfort. And also in the feeling of ease, joy, calm, and confidence. And the clues are all in your body. And body awareness is a practice. It's like a muscle that you can exercise. It's actually not a real muscle, but you can compare it with that. For some people who are listening now, you might associate exercising or training with, for instance, very physical activities like biking, race biking, mountain biking, kite surfing, maybe running, CrossFit training, or I don't know, any other vigorous training that exercises your body in a more muscular way. And all of these sports, I call them, have of course positive effects. They can improve your condition, they can improve cardiovascular or lung capacity, they can make you stronger, they can also improve reactivity and alertness, all very useful effects. And body awareness is a different kind of training. It can be developed by activities like the ones I mentioned before, but it does not have to be a vigorous sport like that. Let's have now a look at the mental and emotional aspects of body awareness and listening to the signals of your body. Take, for instance, someone who has stage fright. And it doesn't have to be you go on stage to sing, it can be, but let's take you or become nervous when you have to speak in front of an audience or a group of people that you don't know, or for instance also delivering an online podcast or anything like this, or playing music on stage. So what can happen is when you're nervous is that your breath becomes very shallow and high up in your chest. And I do that right now. Or when you gasp for air and then even forget to breathe for some moments, like I do now. And that can actually make you nervous, but it can also make the other people nervous who listen to you. So also here the effect goes both ways. It goes how you feel inside. It makes you nervous and anxious. And it can also have an effect on the people around you, how you're being perceived from the outside. So the point here is, developing body awareness can enable you to listen and then respond to the signals that your body gives you in a way that can be a safety net for you and also for others. It's the practice of self-regulation. And that means that you can stay in the driver's seat of what's happening instead of being a victim of a situation or feeling run over or overwhelmed. And it doesn't mean that that won't happen, because we are not perfect and we don't strive to be, but you get very concrete tools of what you can do when stress arises and when things become heated up. Here are also some concrete examples what you can do when your body gives you concrete signals of that something needs to change. A very basic one: if you need to go to the toilet, go and pee or take a shit. If you feel a pain in your neck, you can change your posture, you can do an exercise. If your breath gets high and shallow, you can ground yourself. Can exhale and feel the support of low belly breathing. More on that later. Maybe you know that already. If you do, it might be a repetition, and if you don't, it might be a new tool to put in your pocket and have it ready. The bottom line is the circumstances around you will always change. And very often we have quite little or even zero influence on them. And the good news is, what you have all the influence on is how you respond to what's happening. And all the answers lie in your body. So welcome to Be Your Body and Be at Home wherever you are. The exercises here, they are mostly slow and simple, not all of them, because it's also sometimes good to speed up and have a rhythm and have like a clear beat to do something. And one more important thing is to note that it's very important how you experience the movement. It's the feeling of it rather than the form or the shape. The form or shape is simply the vehicle to experience the journey. And let's stay with the allegory of biking. The bike is the vehicle that brings you from A to B. But how you experience the ride is very much on how you use your senses and your body awareness. What you see, feel, smell, and hear during the journey. And when you slow down, you can pay attention to small changes. You can fine-tune and listen. And you can train to listen to the signals of your body. That's the first step. Let's go.